sprawled out on the ground with the glass tightly kept over my eyes. Of course, initially I was looking away from the tower, but that enormous flash of light, of course, just overcomes any lack of transparency in that welding glass. And it's just it's the most surprising thing of all, the fantastic flash of light. And then, of course, you see the dust cloud and the ball slowly rising off the ground, and the famous mushroom cloud eventually. So I got up off the ground to get a better view of that, and totally forgetting that the shockwave had yet to arrive. So it might take only 30 microseconds for the light to arrive, but it takes about 30 seconds for the shockwave to arrive. So I had plenty of time once I realized the shockwave had yet to arrive. I had plenty of time to get back down on the ground and hear that fierce rumble. First that blast, and then the rumble of the sound off the nearby mountains, echoing off the mountains. On any score, it was hard to overstate the impact on the senses for something like that. First the flash of light, that enormous fireball, the mushroom cloud rising thousands of feet in the sky. And then, a long time afterwards, the sound, the rumble, thunder in the mountains. And they're just, words haven't been invented to describe it in any accurate way.